From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. They are aimed at reducing the North's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. They could cost more than $800 million a year. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within its power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A draft resolution in the UN Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for a cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution and called on Russia to stop blocking it.
Unfortunate fact that the Security Council does not come together to answer the cries of the civilians that we have heard about again today because Russia, a permanent member, doesn't want to.
Samantha Power. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day, the first time it has curbed oil output since 2008. The United Nations announced Wednesday that the conflict in Afghanistan has internally displaced more than 500,000 people this year. That's the highest yearly number on record. The figure surpasses last year's record by 15%. This is VOA News.